Hey, 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 it's Genevieve, a.k.a. Miss Fab 617.
And it's your girl, Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens.
We're coming to you from our new show called
Boston Come Through. We'll be bringing you the latest and greatest things happening in and around Boston. We'll be talking what? Black-owned businesses,
hey,
social events, what? And the Black experience.
Okay.
How's that sound, Genevieve?
I love it.
Dig it.
Tune in every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Boston Free Radio.
Boston, come through. Come listen.
We're on.
Oh, and we're back.
Hello.
All right. Welcome back to another
edition of
Boston, come through.
I can't sing.
Come listen. Have a listen.
I feel very left out when you sing, though, sir.
Oh, girl, everybody can hold a tune.
No, it's not true.
Okay, I lied.
That is
not everyone can hold a tune.
That is a lie.
Yeah. What up, friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm a little tired, to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm here. It was a testing and trying week, but we are here. We're back.
Dope stuff.
Hey.
It has been a long week, and it's surprisingly already Wednesday. I don't know how that happened.
Right.
I mean, I know the days don't, you know, the amount of time in a day doesn't change, but...
True.
It feels like it's been a couple of weeks in just a matter of a couple of days.
I know. It feels insane. Like, absolutely insane.
How are y'all doing out there, Boston?
Yeah. How are y'all? What have y'all been up to? I feel like we haven't... I don't know. I feel like we haven't interacted with folks in a while.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a whole minute.
It's been a long minute.
But we got big things going.
Big things are popping.
Okay, see,
hey.
You have to be in the
big things.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, we'll save the big things. My week was pretty good. We screened our...
sure did.
Yeah. We screened our 48-hour film... 48-hour film project film at Somerville Theater last night. Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was dope to just kind of see, I don't know, all the other films and what they did and how they put things together and some of the bad ones and some of the good ones. And ours
were bad ones.
Ours was popping.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't one of the bad ones?
Absolutely not. Never. Never, ever, ever.
I detected a little shame, but it's cool. That must have been awkward, though, sometimes when you have to sit through a film that's kind of bad.
Yeah, or like when you see a mistake and you're like, ugh.
And Crystal's good for noticing the mistake.
I will find a mistake for y'all. That's
she
a
sure
whole
will.
Fact. I promise you, I will. Promise.
Mm.
Ew.
Was that it? Because I feel like you do a bajillion things.
I do, yeah. That's it for now. Yeah.
I have.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, real quick. Okay, last thing. The pollen has been OD.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
I have to say,
this pollen.
I've been blessed this season.
Okay.
My allergies, like, come and go.
Yep.
Like, some years I suffer and then some years I don't.
You not suffering this year?
Not at all.
Good for you. Others of us. Are
oh my goodness
are in agony and are itching and scratching.
Oh,
and like, if you guys are tuned into the Facebook Live, I'm probably gonna like keep trying to like dust off the pollen off my hair and off my face and whatnot, because it's a struggle.
Yeah, I don't have that struggle this year, and I'm grateful. I was at my cousin's, and I was like, the room is mad stuffy. Can we get some fresh air? And she's like, girl, the pollen. I'm like, you can't even breathe the fresh air because of allergies. Oh. But I hear for all y'all suffering, it is pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I am sorry
it is
about that.
Terrible. Horrible.
Well, is it getting better?
It's not regular pollen.
Well, it's global warming. What's going on?
It's like global crack in the air. And they're calling it pollen.
I'm sorry, guys. She's making me laugh.
Yeah.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Aw. Well, hopefully soon.
That's why I sound like this, guys. I'm like nasally and...
You do sound a little nasally.
I sound very nasally.
Okay.
I feel like I sound like, what's her name? Fran from The Nanny? That's how
no,
she came?
I
the
think,
Nanny?
No, I don't think you could...
Okay, just kidding.
No, I don't think you could ever sound like that.
Okay.
Myself. What happened to Jen?
Yeah, what was Jen up to? I feel like Jen has been doing a lot.
a little too much sometimes,
okay,
honestly.
Okay.
But all for the greater good. Let's see. Last week, I went to the MFA late night.
Oh yeah, you was lit, Lady Fallon.
I know it was. I've been before when they were doing them all the way till like 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case anymore. I think they wisened up. They were like, nah, we ain't letting y'all in.
Right.
That long. Y'all need to get out. But it was pretty dope. I actually was hired to do an event coverage for James Pierre.
Oh. James Pierre.
Yeah, he has his Actionary. He's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a group of artists, and they were one of the exhibits at the MFA late night. So if you've never been to the MFA nights, what happens is some of the exhibits are open, and within the exhibits themselves they'll have like additional like
other twerk exhibits. Sessions.
Not necessarily, never mind. But they did have like James Pierre and his group of artists. They were all really dope, mind you. We're all doing live drawings in one of the exhibits.
Cool.
They had like little DJ mixing, scratching, yeah, and another one. And then I think the highlight for me, though, was like Dutch Rebel.
Hey,
performed, and she was super fly lit.
And who is Dutch Rebel first of all, because we say Boston and beyond, we have people who don't live in Boston.
First of all,
she gonna come
get familiar.
Well,
you know, hashtag get familiar.
Well.
She's a local hip hop artist out here. She's dope. Okay, she's been doing her thing, been grinding for a minute now, and I was already a believer, but yeah, then like when you go see it live, you're kind of like, oh,
you transformed.
Yeah, like she was so lit. It was such a dope set. It was only 20 minutes. DJ Real P, who's slowly becoming, I can't say my favorite DJ because I know too many DJs, but he's like, you know, he's like one of the dopest DJs out in Boston.
He's really personable too, which is really nice. Yeah.
But he was DJing her set, and she, you know, she performed a number of songs, and I was over here like with my camera, like, you know, right, trying to get a good shot. But I did get one on my phone that I like, so I posted it.
Nice.
And then yesterday,
what you do?
I went to a meeting. I'm actually presenting at a conference for young girls.
Oh, yeah. We both gonna be there.
Yeah.
You know, Jen be putting on her people.
I do.
You know, I put Stuart on too, right?
I know, I heard.
Hey, the whole squad, listen, this conference, like, is like all about putting on the squad, that but in the true. Best ways of like putting on your people who have the skills. Mm-hmm. Like, but yeah, it's all about the conference.
I appreciate it, but it's the Beautiful Me conference.
Yes.
It is being put on by Shauna Bryan of Shauna Bryan Consulting.
Yes.
And it's for Black girls in, I guess, Greater Boston. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at Cambridge College June 9th and 10th.
And it's middle school, high school age girls.
Registration is already closed, and they are not accepting more people.
Sorry. Catch you next year.
But I believe there's already, there's like 92 girls signed up officially.
Yeah.
And I was asked to be on a panel. Well, I thought it was a panel, but apparently it's a topic that about a number of us are doing the same topic, but you're putting your own workshop together, 90-minute workshop. So I'm presenting to middle school girls, so that's exciting and a little scary at the same time. But the topic will be self-esteem in the age of social media.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really dope about it is it's based off of a documentary called Beautiful Me. So that's what the conference is.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes. So I need to
I was going
to
say, have you seen the documentary?
No, they sent us the link to watch it for free.
Oh.
So I need to go do that and do my research.
Okay, we're going to watch it together.
Don't say that, I don't know.
Just kidding.
But yeah, so that's why it's called the Beautiful Me conference. I'm really excited about that. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about, which actually would lead us into the first topic of the evening, is I've been talking about this Mother's Day brunch that myself and Lex of Beauty Lounge by Lex were putting on.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to happen this past Sunday. And many of you who follow me on social media will notice that it did not actually happen.
And if you're not following her, get your life.
Yeah. Get your whole life. But we were planning this event, and I mean, we had hired the vendors, we got all the way together, but life happens.
It does.
So we postponed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to transform it, because in planning that, I think there were so many other things that came up that were pretty... Oh, there were some things that came up that were like... Maybe we should have had a different topic, slightly different, because I realize Mother's Day can actually be a sore subject for some people for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
So we're just looking into that, and then basically it was interesting. Like we decided Friday night that we were gonna we're gonna cancel it. I was just concerned about the food vendor. Like, can we because I just had these visions of him running out, like running around Saturday morning,
right, with turkey bacon,
buying up chicken and whatnot, and then having all this food and no event to give it out to.
Right.
So it was just interesting because it had me thinking about failure, and like I think in the past I would have felt like embarrassed or like, oh my god, like all these people are gonna know, or like you know, because you want you have this idea, you put money into it, you put time, you put effort,
and I mean, you also like spread it out publicly,
right? And then you're like, never mind. Like, just, you know, kidding. What I mean? And even having, like, when I would tell people it wasn't happening, or I would talk to people on the phone and they'd be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, you are probably feeling worse than I am.
Right,
I
actually
don't feel that bad.
Right.
And after Saturday, because I went to like three events on Saturday.
Because you popping.
Now I'm tired. I realized that, girl, I would have been deceased on Sunday, okay? Like, not even dead, I would have been deceased. I was so exhausted after. I'm like, what? And I still had stuff to do. Like, everything wasn't all the way done. Like, we would have had, like, a bajillion, like, little errands to run.
Right.
On top of having to have to look good and be on until set up and clean up. Girl,
it's a lot. Like,
I realize Genevieve's issue in life a lot is doing too much.
Hey.
But I'm happy that I'm at the point in life that, you know, like, when you just need to, pull back and not really care what it looks like or the perception, I guess.
Yeah.
Which, and I guess in entrepreneurship, which is our topic, entrepreneurship and failure, like, navigating that, because I think, you know, in social media a lot, especially with social media, I should say, you're just seeing all the wins people post.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
and you're not seeing all the struggles and the behind the scenes and stuff like
and
that.
And it can, I feel like it can be a little one-sided. Like, it can be, a lot, especially like with social media, like depending on like where you're at and where what you're trying to do, and then going on there and just seeing what appears like everybody's winning, but no one really talks about the other legit 98% of that, which is like the work, the effort, the things that don't go well, the hoops you gotta jump through. So just like, man, as an entrepreneur, learning how to fail is key.
And I think also, too, like, for me, like, a big part of it was really, like, especially, like, seeing your event not come to fruition in the way that you had intended. I think it was all about, like, you know, when people say you take a L, it's like, you know, that L doesn't mean it's a loss, right? Like, I definitely think you can always flip that and just have it mean, like, you have a lesson.
We used to do that when we...
loser, loser, double loser, twist that, kiss that,
get this picture done.
Okay, yep, take a L. But yeah, I think that's, like, a big thing is just, like, you know, learning from it and how do you move forward. And, like, especially for you, like, it was... you saw that clearly you kept running into people who, you know, who were like, oh, okay, cool. But there was something that kept coming up in terms of like mother relationships. Right. And so sometimes, and that was the same thing, I swear, that post that I put up, it keeps coming back. But this whole idea of like, you kind of sometimes just have to follow the trajectory of like where things are leading you, right? Like, how would you have ever known that this wasn't going to come to fruition if you hadn't actually like gone through? And like, I'm pretty sure you put a lot of time and effort into it. But
that's cool.
Yeah, but at the same time too, now you can revamp it and make it twice as dope. Twice as fly, and
it was pretty fly to begin with. No, so I'm just
and keep the turkey bacon. do not scratch the turkey bacon.
You may not even do breakfast. All is all I'm saying.
Okay.
No, but it just had me thinking. And I'm just sometimes I just don't have time. But I was like, maybe I should do a blog post on like failure, because no one talks about it enough. I think even with our young people, like we always talk about winning and, you know, all the accomplishments, but we never. I think a lot of people have not learned how to fail, which is why I think a lot of people are afraid to really step out and do what they want to do in life, mm-hmm. and do what they desire to do, because it's the number one thing people think about is failure. And the thing is, you know, you're going to fail all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, no, like, you're just going to, but that's what makes winning so good, or when you accomplish something, feel so great, because you
know what it's like to to and screw up and fall down and get busted up. And you appreciate
it more.
Yeah.
And you know what? I even think of the timing of everything, even how we were just at the Bread Boston event.
Yeah.
And yo, doing that write up on Anthony Frazier, like, changed my whole life, girl. Okay. Right. Because just listening to his story and then having to do the write up, I had to go and do more research. So I was watching all of these I was watching all of these interviews.
It's that pollen, girl.
It's not, it's girl. The pollen. It's like a little phlegmy, but
okay.
It's
pollen got in the phlegm.
I'm gonna need some of that, girl. I'm gonna need some of that. Me too.
Have a little some.
Thank you.
I got a bucket of sugar. Don't mind me. It good?
Mm-hmm. My crack right there. No, but I was thinking what I was saying is I watched all these interviews that he did. I was recounting what he had said at the actual event.
Right.
And then even just reading other interviews that he's given. Mm-hmm. Just like actually reading them and just all the L's he took, but just how like he talked about being on his mom's couch, mm-hmm. and working overnight at Kmart and then getting all the way to Silicon Valley, and then, you know, that huge L with his company.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? I think when you put it in perspective and you're kind of like, ooh, well, it wasn't that bad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But like, you don't realize all the things that, like, behind the scenes that were going on, too. I think that's, like, such a big thing. And I love how he, like, broke it down, too, because I think part of, like, failure and, you know, like taking L's or whatever you mm-hmm. want to call it, I think a big part of that is being able to articulate that,
right?
And also articulate it, like, obviously, like, in the moment you're like, oh my gosh, my life is like ending, like, I'm just gonna dig the hole right now. 6 feet, I can do that. You know what I mean? Like, but I think part of it too is being able to, like, look back, obviously, like, learn the lesson and mm-hmm. and being able to talk about it, I guess, like, lightheartedly. And I think that was something I really took from him too, of like, and that's something I try to do, where it was like, yo, like, I screwed up, you know, I took, you know, 3 wrong left turns and ended up, you know, here, and vavoom. Yeah, I think that's, like, such a big part of it, you know?
It put it into perspective a mm-hmm. lot, and I think maybe for me it's just recognizing the growth.
Mm-hmm.
Because me, I think about other L's I've had in life, and, like, you know, like,
care to share?
Oh, girl, I'm gonna put my whole life out there. Well, I was actually just pulling it up, but I told you how I'd watch. Girl, I might cry. I don't want to cry today. I know. I'm not gonna share too much, because I think I've never really shared it, like,
yeah.
As in a group, I've started to share it individually, but, like, even my own journey at Howard University and mm-hmm. Not being able to graduate with my, not even say with my class, but not even getting my degree from Howard for the longest time. Like, I eventually got it from UNS Boston, but in my head, I think I was just so set on this dream
and
to go to, like, Howard, because Howard is the Mecca, the Hilltop, the real HU.
Clearly, she's not biased in any way, shape, form, or fashion, y'all.
I admit it. Like, but when you go, first of all, when you go to HBCU in general, but when you go to, like, Howard, because anybody who goes to HBCU is going to be the exact same way, whether you went to Spelman, you went to FAMU, you went to Grambling, NC, you know, whatever, North Carolina A&T, you are going, you notice I didn't mention Hampton because they had a fake HU. But anyway.
Oh!
But anyhow, my point being, like, it instills such a pride in you, that you're being, like, a person, I'm not even gonna say person, like, a Black person mm-hmm. going to an HBCU, where for a lot of us it's the first time and maybe the only time in life that you'll ever be in this type of environment of just Black excellence everywhere you turn,
just left and right
everywhere,
under, girl, the carpet, above the carpet,
everywhere, girl. But I mentioned that because even this weekend, like, you know, I love the Lord, but I don't always make it to service. And so,
He knows your heart.
Girl, that ain't good enough, girl.
That's my favorite word.
Until Judgment Day comes, you be like, you going straight to hell. And I'll be like,
but if all my friends are there.
I don't think y'all let me have it, but so for years, guys, for years, like, I just spent a whole lot of time feeling like shoulda, woulda, coulda,
mm-hmm.
and just, like, feeling like a failure, and just feeling like dang, like, you know what I mean? It was like my biggest dream, which is still a dream because I'm like, one day I'm gonna get an honorary doctorate.
Okay.
No, I'm dead ass right now.
That's what I want.
From Howard, only Howard. I don't care about nobody else, but y'all want to give me one, that's cool.
Sure.
But but anyway, my man, Chadwick Boseman, y'all know him as the Black Panther. The Black Panther, right.
The power of the Black Panther.
He's a Howard. Good day. He's a Howard grad, and he just got, you know, he's like the biggest movie star in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he got, he gave the commencement speech this past weekend at their graduation.
It was distracting.
What?
Because he didn't, like, really have his T'Challa accent the whole time.
Good day. Good day. Irrelevant.
I have a hard time separating the two.
He wasn't T'Challa. He was there. You better separate the both of them, okay?
No, he's amazing by himself. By himself, totally.
But he came back to Howard. He came back to the, you know, the Mecca, the hip-hop. And he gave the commencement speech this past Saturday, which I was mad Shade Room did not mention it.
Oh.
But anyway, he gave the commencement speech, and I watched it on Sunday because I was looking for it. I was like, I don't want clips. Like, I need to find the whole thing. But I did my due diligence, and I found it. I found it on Facebook. And when I tell you, this man done took me to church and back in 30 minutes.
Yeah, he's an amazing.
And just, it was so funny because years ago, I would not have been able to sit through a Howard commencement speech.
Right.
Because I would have been sitting here thinking about all my broken dreams.
Oh, no.
And then, so it was like the first time I actually watched commencement, like, ever.
It also helps that it's Chadwick Boseman.
No, it helped. And mind you, I was so impressed by how poised he was and that he memorized the speech, but he is an actor, so I guess
that's be like too much. But part still, of the job description.
But, you know, it was too funny because he said a quote that just, like, it hit me in my chest.
Proverb.
Yes, girl, hit me in my chest and it's still there.
Hit it with a proverb.
But he said, sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you.
Ooh.
And the reason why it hit me so much is because even as recently as last year, I remember talking to Fab, you know, Fab, and and this is when we were still working at that same job. And I remember saying, you know, like, I wish I would have, or something like that. And I stopped myself because I was thinking how the things I'm saying I wish would have happened or mm-hmm. could have or should have happened, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be in that moment having this conversation with her. I wouldn't even know her. I was thinking about all people I know now. I don't even think I would know any of y'all.
Right.
If there's this one point in time that I had wished I went differently. So it's like, to do the shoulda, coulda, woulda is like a disservice because mm-hmm. you have to, it's also, you know, you're not taking into account, you know, what did happen
for you
because of whatever you think was supposed to happen or didn't happen. All the people that you know, all the lessons that you mm-hmm. learned, especially. And so, you know, girl, that did a number on me. And then he threw the scripture behind it. That's when I fell out for real. So if y'all go look at my my little Twitter feed from Sunday morning.
Right.
All you see is me just acting a damn fool. Because
Twitter fingers.
Because I was just like, he threw in that Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. To give you hope and a future.
Well, this is a Jesus episode.
It might as well be. I was like, but it was just speaking to the fact that, like, even the mistakes are part of life. And mm-hmm. I think sometimes you can never, some of us don't move forward because you're stuck on a mistake that you made.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And not realizing that for whatever reason, whether it was your fault or not, like, it had to happen.
Right.
Because it's supposed to teach you something that you will later on use or need further down in life. So that was my revelation. Like, I've had the revelation, but it was like it came to fruition. Like, oh shoot, it makes sense. Like, now's the application. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
it was like a pretty intense Sunday for me to be at home thinking I was just gonna sleep in.
So, you thought wrong.
Sure did. The Lord was like, I'm still gonna find you.
Right. Like, Lord. I love it though, because I think, you know, especially after, like, watching it, it was...
You went and watched it? I mean, I showed a clip yesterday.
Yeah, I seen it.
Yay!
I think what was really, like, inspiring about it, too, is just kind of, like, I think that was what we were talking about, too, the whole idea of, like, most people don't remember their commencement speech, unless it was a Suffolk University class of 2015 when Crystal was the commencement speaker. But,
okay.
You know, because that was memorable.
Right.
But just to have something like that, that it's a commencement speech, but it's something that's applicable to so many different parts of your life, whether mm-hmm. you went to Howard, whether you didn't, whether you're in school or not. He just did the dang thing.
He did.
He did. He just did it.
That's what he did. Yes. Especially when we talk about purpose and, you know, take the harder road, mm-hmm. you know, because it has the biggest payoff and the most glory. And I was like,
yeah,
go ahead. I went to my cousin's house later.
Go ahead, T'Challa.
All four of y'all finna watch this. And I still joke, like, it didn't happen for me, but, like, maybe there's a graduate degree.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Lord willing, maybe there's an honorary degree.
Yes.
You know, maybe a 10, 20 years.
Hey, or less, girl. Or less, because we're finna pop. Hello. You're right.
But I always joke that I'm going to have 3 kids, and I'm going to sit them down at one point.
Oh, right. Tell them about it.
Yeah, I'm going to sit them all down at one point, and basically, mm-hmm. I know you're not supposed to live through your kids, but this one, I don't really care. I'm going to have a conversation with them collectively, mm-hmm. and I'm going to tell them that, listen, mommy is behind whatever y'all do as long as it's productive, and, it, you know.
Sure.
It makes, it's a, you know, whatever.
Sure.
But somebody, I don't know which body, but somebody out of 3 y'all, and y'all can make that decision amongst yourselves, because I would have taught you to, you know, think on your own and on your own feet, that one of y'all is going to Howard.
Okay.
I don't know who it is.
Sure.
You can major in whatever you want.
Yeah.
But one of y'all is graduating from Howard. Somebody finna get out.
If y'all can see her face right now, she is 12 types of serious right now.
I'm so sincere right now.
She's not, like, she's so not playing. Sincere. She's not I'm playing really right not. Now. She I'm is like, so key. Serious.
And don't let me have a favorite child, because I'm going to be like,
Lord, have mercy, mercy, them, mercy, mercy. Them. Please, for Genevieve's unborn children, we're just going to say a prayer real quick. You know, just
No, they're going to have the grace to do it. And you okay. know what? The one that's meant to go is going to know that's their destiny, and they're going to fulfill it. That's all.
Sure, yeah.
I'm speaking into existence.
Speaking into existence.
Ibi
Ashando.
And I'm going to be at graduation boohooing like it's me, okay? And maybe we'll make the shade room.
I literally can't with you.
I'm halfway dead serious.
I was going to say, there's some truth in it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
But anywho,
that was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
So what's the moral of the story for topic one?
Failure is necessary.
Failure is necessary.
And it's going to happen.
Yeah. And I think also being open and honest about your failure mm-hmm. doesn't have to be in a public way, but at right. least, if nothing else, be open and honest to yourself. Yeah. Absolutely.
Just open-minded about it. Like, it's yeah. going to happen. If you don't do something because you think, oh, I'm going to fail, then I guess you're never going to do it, because you are going to fail in yeah. some way, shape, or form, because you need failure to, like you mentioned earlier, trajectory. Failure is like a GPS. It's like,
oh, absolutely.
You know, go back.
Yep.
You missed this turn. Now you got to go 2 miles extra.
Listen, proceed to the route. Proceed to the route.
Rerouting.
Right.
That's all failure is, and you have to look at it like that. And sometimes, you know, I mean, there's different levels of failure. I mean, there's some L's you just like, okay. You know, but there's some L's like that, like, you know, lay you out for a little bit, hey. But you got to get back up.
Last night I took a L, but tonight I bounced back.
There you go. Big Sean?
I don't know.
I think that was Big Sean.
Okay, great. I be hearing songs and hearing, like, little like, parts of it. I'm like, I like that. Yeah. I don't know who said it, though. It's one of them young fellows.
Right. Like, you ain't young. Shut up. But, yeah, that's just part of life. And I think you're right. If we were more honest about it, not even just with ourselves, but I think even in so many different, you know, as a mentor, mm-hmm. as a parent.
Totally.
You know, as someone, if you're around younger people. Totally. I think it's like come full circle for me, because I think I didn't know how to fail when I was younger. So it caused yeah. me to just do a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't need to be doing.
Honestly, that's, you know what I mean? Like, such a big thing for me. And, like, things I had to unlearn, like, perfectionism, right. if that makes sense.
Still working on it.
Listen, it's hard. Because, like, I think a lot of people, like, look at me and, like, my life and the things I've accomplished. They're like, wow, like, Chrissy, you've done so much, this and that. But it was, like, I didn't know how, and it's really bad. It's actually a bad thing that, like, I was always striving for perfection every single thing that I did. And it, to the, like, damn near to the death of me, you know what I mean? Like, to, like, it was detrimental in so many cases. And I think that's something that's, like, really big and something that, like, in more recent years, like, this whole idea, again, going back to the idea of being open and honest with yourself about it, was such a big thing. Because, like, it was such a facade. I was just trying to keep up this, like, like, almost like imposter syndrome that, like, you know, everything was going good. I got it. And, like, you know, even if it meant, like, I had to sacrifice sleep or, you know, I was sacrificing so many things.
It ain't worth it.
It wasn't. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's, like, a healthy level of, like, you try for goals, but then there's a point where it's literally borderline. You are literally trying to commit suicide.
No, literally, you're like, you're like shortening your lifespan. Absolutely. Like,
it's not sustainable.
Yeah. Know? So that's my, like, takeaway from that too, is, like, just looking back on my own life and just, like, even thinking about, like, this whole, like, striving for perfectionism, because there, like, failure just wasn't an option. Right.
That's dope, though.
Failure is an option.
It is an option. Well, it's okay. It's more than an option, but okay. You try to minimize it, but you know, but just
it's not the final option, exactly. though. Yeah, definitely, it's not definitely. The
end all be all.
There totally. You go. That's a proverb. Hey.
That is a proverb. Okay. I think we said a lot of proverbs. It was at least 10 in this whole conversation we just had.
I hope Suze is taking note of that. Shout out to Suze. Miss Suzanne is in the building. The homie, the lovely Suze. Susu.
We gotta help y'all.
Yeah, she's the homie from Florida. She lives here in Boston now, but by way of Florida, she and I met when we were in school at Suffolk, and she's been amazing coming through to help us. So she's behind the Facebook Live cameras. All and right. Hey, Suze, you know? but yeah, definitely want to give her a little shout out.
She said, don't put the camera on her, though.
Yeah, but she's here. I just want to let y'all know you can feel her energy and her spirit. She's here. You feel me? Yeah.
Ooh, Lord.
All right, so what do we got up next?
I was going to let you introduce this because before we even introduce it, Crystal, even as I was typing up the, we do show rundowns because we that.
Oh, absolutely, show, yes.
At BCT.
Absolutely.
But I was thinking about how passionately, like, Crystal really goes in on this topic.
What?
Every time. Don't even deny it. It's not a bad thing. But even then, I was like, should I tell Crystal? Like, you know, she ain't got to be mad.
All right. So I'm going to just go in. Boom. Boom shakalaka. Ready for it? Gosh. Mm-hmm. So
go ahead.
As
you a whole 9 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Right on time.
So we have tips of the week, right? Start a new thing, tip right. of the week. Because y'all need it. Mm-hmm. A lot of y'all need it. Hopefully the people who is in my DMs are listening because they need it. How do you approach a brand about collaborating? I think that's a big thing. But also, I think before you approach a brand,
this is the tip, right?
Yeah, this is the tip. The tip of the week.
Hear ye.
Before, I don't care what it is that you're looking for, even if it's just for, hey, can you take a look at this and let me know what you think? You need to know who that person is as an individual and also as a brand, right? Because, for example, and I'm going to give you, like, real life examples right now. I'm going to break it.
Sit down. This
yep. Jen's going to actually just walk out of the room right now. She's going to have a seat, take a nap, kick up your feet, girl.
Right. I told y'all she's going to get passionate.
No, I am. Because you need to do your research. It's such an important thing. I get people who, and this isn't, like, any shade to anyone at all, but it's so important. I get people who hit me up all the time about, you know, Boston Come Through, for example, and they're like, hey, do you feature artists? Blah, 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 blah. But my question to them, always going back, is, have you listened to the show? 95, 6, 7, 8, 99% of the time, they're like, oh, no. I'm like, okay, well, go do your homework and then come back to me. Don't just hit me up asking me questions and you haven't even done your research. You know what I mean? Oh, where can I listen? Did you even take a look at the Instagram page? Mm-hmm. There's a link that has like 10,000 links on where you can listen.
Right.
Also, we post every single week, listen to past shows here, and here. And also, again, going back to if you listen to the show, we also announce at the end of the show. Another thing too, is also knowing who, I guess, like, individual brands are. So, like, the Crystal Lens, like, I am my own brand. Like, Genevieve Angelique, like, you are your brand. Okay. Also understanding who people are as their own individual brands. I get invited to club events all the time.
All the time.
If, ask me last time, when did y'all see me in a club? Who club? What club? Just for funsies, just for, you know, ish and giggles, okay? Because I'm not going to curse, because we're on TV. But, when have y'all seen Crystal, like, genuinely just in a club just for funsies? Exactly, crickets. So, that's exactly my point. It's a big thing, too. Like, if you understand who I am as a brand, you understand that I'm not in clubs anymore. I'm not, like, and this is no shade to people who still go to clubs or whatever. It's just not for me.
Right?
Like, I got that out of my system when I was very much in college, when I was very much in Spain, frolicking with Suzanne over there, like, going to Capital and, you know, sixth floor of clubs and not coming home till the sun's come. Like, I did that, and I had an amazing time, and it's no longer, like, what is part of me and my brand. Will you catch me at a club? Maybe once a blue moon. I'm probably covering an event. Mm-hmm. I probably got in for free. It's probably something business related, right? I could go in. Oh, and we gonna get to the second one. Ooh, girl, because, whew, Lord. Formalities, okay? Lord, I'm stressed. I'm, like, so stressed. Because I have a lot on my heart I want to get off, and we only have so much time. But I think also, too, the way you approach people, the way you approach brands, the way you approach individuals makes a difference in how far you get, right? Depending on what you're looking for. I'm not opposed to people DMing me. It happens. Maybe you didn't know another way to contact me. Maybe you needed to ask me for my email. A lot of times people aren't doing that, right? You're not asking me for my email. You're like, hey, can I get an interview? What? First of all, who are you?
Right.
Why are you I've literally gotten emails like that where it's like, no subject. Hey, lowercase, all lowercase, one line, no punctuation. Hey, can I get an interview?
Interject.
Go ahead, girl. Because my heart's heavy with this.
Crystal does not like when you do not take the time out to transcribe a well-written email.
No, absolutely not. I don't, my thing is like,
he's judging you.
I am. I think like a couple like minor mistakes are fine, but when you're hitting me with like, you spelling you with the letter U and that THT, like, that tells me that you're not serious. I'm sorry. Like, it just is what it is.
That's true.
You know? I
think a lot of people do need, more training in like social media. I think because of social media and
we're quick to just like throw a quick message, not think about punctuation, not think about capitalization and stuff like that. And sometimes it's not even always about that. It's literally like the framing of the message itself, right? Like, hey, Crystal, like, you know, I listened to Boston come through. I think it's a really great show, blah, blah, blah. Really loved whatever episode. Wanted to know if I could chat more about collaborate. Like, that to me is more of a professional, even if it was a DM, is more professional than like, hey, can I get an interview? Or, hey, I'm an artist, can I? And I get that too, and I don't know, and it's no shade to like artists, but I feel like I get it a lot from like music artists who are really trying, and like, I see them, they're trying. I see you guys are trying so hard to get your music out there, to, you know, really get your brand out, to really be heard. But the ways in which you are approaching people is turning people off.
I
mean, and I can't imagine I'm the only one, but like instantly turning it off. Right? That, and then my last, well, it ain't gonna be my last thing, but the last thing before I let you get your thing in is also to this whole idea of like spamming folks that you want to see your content, right? I get people who just like send me their SoundCloud links all the time, right? They'll send me their newest song, but no context at all. It'll just be a link. Or I get tagged in something that already has 99 other people on it, but you're tagging me every 2 days. First of all, I'm going to untag myself, and I'm probably going to block you from being able to tag me in things, depending on if we're already friends, because that's another thing, too. It's like, if you want me to see your content, you earnestly want me to see your content, then send me a direct message that says, hey, Crystal, I just dropped, you know, whatever it is, a video, a song, a piece of poetry, and I would like for you to take a look at it and let me know what you think about it. That's going to get you a longer way. It's going to get you so much further, not just with me, but in general,
right?
About like pinpoint. You can't pinpoint everyone. You can't say, I want everyone to see everything,
right?
You have to be diligent about who it is that you want to see your content. Who is it that you want to try and, you know, help you get that foot in the door? Yeah, I have a lot more things, I guess. It's true, well, though. there's so many things I could continue, because I think there's so many things that branch off of all of these,
right.
And it's just about like a level of professionalism, especially for people who you don't know, for sure.
I do feel like it is people in the music industry who are really notorious for that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because with the music industry, like, business and pleasure kind of, you know what I mean? Like, it does create a facade almost of, like you're still doing business, but
right.
At the same time, it's not as formal as, like, other industries.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people forget that. But I also think, I just believe you should always go with just caution and be formal up front, as opposed to,
yeah,
to make a good impression before you do the whole, you know, hey girl, you know what I mean?
Right, and also it doesn't, like, for me, it doesn't really matter how well we know each other.
Right.
It really doesn't. Like, yes, you can be a little bit more informal, like, if I know you.
Blah, 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 blah.
But I still need you to come, I still need you to come with a level of professionalism.
I will keep that in mind,
okay.
Y'all.
You know? Okay. You good at it, though, girl. Because you be reminding me, you know, hit it with a good morning, you know?
I try to do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, you just say things and you're like, oh, crap. I probably should say hello first.
Right.
You know?
I'm also notorious for, like, hitting up Genevieve at, like, random times of the night when things just pop in my head. And I'm like, I'm going to just text
her. It's okay.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I hope y'all learned
a lot. I had to get that off my chest.
It's cool. I hope y'all learned a lot. I think that it's applicable to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Whether in school.
Yeah.
Whether collaborating with, like,
when you're trying, like, to get a job.
Yeah.
Like,
and I think a lot of people kind of forget that. Everybody doesn't operate the same way as you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't also feel like doing business via DM. I think it's okay sometimes.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I think not for everybody. And people will put that in their bio, like, do not DM me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think also, too, like, I don't mind starting conversations on DM, but we're going to have to move it to an email or a phone call or something eventually. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to stay in my DM, and I'm going to send you a contract in the DM.
You know what bothers me about,
let them know, girl.
DMs? No, for me. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I don't want to be accessible. So
yeah.
If I'm on Instagram, and at these days sometimes it feels like I'm just on here for business wise, mm-hmm. as opposed to using it like other people
just for fun,
right?
Yeah.
But it's annoying that it tells people that you're on, because at least with email, I'm of the mindset that you have a 24 hours to respond for the most part.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas, like, no one's getting a notification that I saw the email and I didn't respond right away,
right.
Like, Instagram people hit you up, it's like, you know, they want to be telling on folks, like,
because
that little blue dot is on, and it's letting them know you're on.
Or they actually, like, let you, it'll, like, pop up. You'd be like, Genevieve's online. Why you do that?
It's so annoying.
I didn't ask for that.
Yeah. And it just feels like, because sometimes, yeah, someone's hitting me up for something, but mm-hmm. I don't always, in this moment, want to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Or respond, and sometimes it's annoying.
Yeah.
And it's, like, almost mitigating, like, how much time I spend here, because I'm like, dang. You know? But I'm at the point where, like, I don't even care anymore. I'm like,
right.
I'm gonna get to it when I want to. But I do think that's just a pet peeve of Instagram and Facebook of mine.
Yeah.
Even having to download Messenger, because people want to use Messenger, and you're like, why? It's another app I have to get on the phone.
I hate Messenger with my whole heart, I promise you.
Exactly, but whatever. That's what we got to do. But,
what's the moral? What's the takeaway?
I mean, I feel like you should. You had a lot to say.
I think the takeaway for me is a couple things. One, doing your research is really mm-hmm. important before you are hitting up, whether it's an individual or a brand, about collaboration or mm-hmm. about, you know, whatever it may be. If it's a radio station playing your music, doing your research, right? Because I think part of it too, not to go like back into the conversation, but there's people who hit me up, send me their music, right? And if you listen to, you know, we haven't actually been playing a lot of music lately, but if you listen to our shows where we play music, you know the type of music we're gonna play. First off, we say clean, right? If you talking about, you know, slapping women and you calling them these derogatory terms and this and that, you're not understanding. You don't understand my audience. Well. It tells me that you don't understand my audience. It tells me you don't understand, you know, the show at all. And you haven't done your research.
That's true.
And you're just kind of like out here seeing, you know, just throwing your fishing line blindly, you know, just throwing it out, seeing who's going to catch. And that's not how you got to go about it. You're going to mm-hmm. go a lot further when you do your research and you approach people who actually are in the, what's the word I'm looking for? The niche or mm-hmm. the, yeah, like the niche that
industry.
Yeah, the industry or the field or who hasn't, I should say, you're going to get a lot of further when you start approaching people whose audience reflects who needs to see your content.
Right.
And that's a big thing. And then I think that's my biggest takeaway, I would say. Do your research. And then I would say err on the side of being more formal right. than less formal. Being more formal is always going to get you a lot further than being less formal. I've never honestly turned away anyone or been turned off by someone who is too formal.
That's true.
Because you can definitely start off too formal and work your way down as you're like, okay,
I'm
like
forever formal.
Yeah, and that's yeah.
And I used to have a regular job, and you know, like you send a formal email to start, and right. people respond, and then as the back and forth.
Yeah, like, you just kind of like
I could never do it. I'd still be like, hey, Crystal, comma, skip a line, then
end it
right, and then skip a line. Best Genevieve. And like even my managers would be like, why do you do that? I was like, I can't help it. Like, I can't.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think anyone's ever going to be turned off by being too formal. So, you know, that's a big thing. And if you are someone who has content that needs to get out there, maybe looking into investing in some type of like PR manager or like a branding manager.
I need one of those.
Yeah, working on it.
But, hey.
That's a takeaway.
Anywho, yes. Okay, let me stop. Ew. Little ratchet.
Cardi B's pregnant. Ew.
Oh, Lord. That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that next week.
yeah, because I actually want people, I want to know people's thoughts on her being pregnant.
Oh, yes.
And
we're going to get into that. Yeah, we're going to get into that later. You know, yeah.
I feel like it's a little suspect.
We're going to put it in a parking lot.
Homie. Mm.
Oh,
I have feelings about it. But anyhow.
Ruh-roh.
Guys, I'm so excited about this.
Dun, 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 dun. Do we get a drum roll?
Go ahead.
Is this a big announcement?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You are dead ass.
Boys and girls. Friends and foes alike. We are presenting... What is it, Genevieve?
Our website is up.
Hey!
Boston, come through.
Hey.com. Punto, come. Look at that. We on fire. The fire truck's outside.
Yes. Well, I'm going to turn my laptop around so y'all
so the people can see it.
I don't know if y'all, ooh, that glare though. Can y'all see it over there?
Well, y'all know where to find it. Boston, let's see. Let's do one of them.
There you go.
Boston, come through. Punto, come for the people. Boom. Hey.
And on it, it's very simple, y'all. Okay, we are absolutely. Bare bones right now. We might be editing it as you looking at the site, okay?
Yep.
Because that's how we're rolling out here. But this has been months.
Yes. Months in the making.
And two platforms in.
Listen.
And issues with the domain.
Listen, just all the things that could have gone wrong, they went wrong.
Essentially. But you'll notice that there's about 4 pages total right now.
And that's okay. We keep it simple.
Homepage, boom, there we go. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. In the show intro.
Yeah, sure. Hey, hey, hey. And then the other 3 pages, our podcast page, we will, once we update it, all of the most recent episodes all the episodes, not most recent, but all the episodes will be here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe there's the potential to air live from the website at some point, but we're gonna have to work that out because I think that would be pretty dope.
Yeah, we're gonna work on that.
We have to work on it.
Yeah, you know, I'm so like going into my brain real quick.
No, it's cool.
It.
Me, yeah, you know, Suze had threw that out there. Shout out to Suze.
Hey,
and I was like, ooh, that's pretty cool. You know what I mean? The thing I'm most excited about, the events listing.
Hey.
So those of you who know me as Lagos Days Paris Nights, formerly.
Hey.
Recall that Boston Come Through was initially a weekly listing of events I would post about events happening in Boston. I would essentially sit there. I don't know why I felt like the need to do it, but I sit here on Facebook and Eventbrite, and I go to all these different sites, Boston.com, and find events that were catered or for, or maybe perhaps would be interesting to,
mm-hmm,
our target demographic, Black Boston, specifically Millennial Black Boston.
And creatives, too.
Right.
Creative entrepreneur type deal.
Just everybody and everything. Only thing that didn't make it was club nights, because like, you can find that anywhere.
Don't get me started.
So, like, a weekly club night is not, and that might change. You never know. But those are the only things that weren't on here. But anything else that I could find that I thought would be interested, that my peers would be interested in,
mm-hmm,
would make it on these weekly listings. And I did it for the better part of a year. And then eventually, you guys know, it birthed this podcast. And now this website, essentially, it's to be a hub.
Definitely.
You guys can tune in every Sunday. We're still figuring it out, but we'll pick a time.
Yeah. I mean, like this podcast radio show, like, we are a work in progress. And things are subject to change always and forever.
Because I'm type A, so I'm like, oh, everybody goes Sundays and they sit there and they plan their schedule for the week. Whereas
not everyone does that.
Right, not everyone does that. But that's just in my mind. But it's another level of commitment and work that basically I'm putting on myself.
Yeah.
So, but basically wanting to have a space that you guys can come check out every week and see what's going on in Boston.
Yeah.
While listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll be doing. And we encourage you. Okay, because I was going to be team petty in the beginning and be like, I'm going to only list it because it's going to be listed from Monday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we were like, you should do Monday through Thursday.
And then
you got to subscribe to get the full Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But I was like, let me not be team petty like that because that might be a little extra. But if you guys subscribe, I believe there's a subscription button.
There is.
Where's it at? There's a subscription
button. I think it's like on like the homepage.
Yes, on the homepage.
We're going to put it like everywhere.
At this, when you scroll to the bottom.
At the bottom.
Shouldn't take you very long.
Nope.
Subscribe to Boston Come Through. That's what y'all want to do, guys.
Yep.
Because there, you will get an email. I was going to say I will. But
we'll be watching from the Gmail.
You stupid. Essentially, what it is you guys can go and get this dropped into your inbox.
Hey.
This events listing.
Yep.
And I just seen
it. It's one less step for y'all.
It really is.
Sounds a good thing to me.
That way, I want to stop hearing people in Boston talk about they didn't know.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know where this information would have been at. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
and I can stop sharing everything on Facebook because I always
also get interested that too.
On. Well, yeah. Also so I can remember that it's coming up. But it also because, you know, it lets other people know that something's going on. But feel free to also email us events. BostonComeThrough@gmail.com. And since we're running out of time, but I will talk about my pet peeve with events real quick in like 30 seconds.
Let me get comfy and sit back and relax.
Your flyer, please be on point with your flyer. Don't send me nothing janky. Sometimes it's out there, but you know, that's not cute when you put on an event. She said
don't use Microsoft Word.
Go ahead. You can if you can make it look nice and finagle it, but if it just looks janky and is not missing information.
There's very few Microsoft Word flyers I've seen that
are typos, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. Can you actually write a description and can you use full sentences, please?
That would be spell nice. Check, please.
Do you know I would rewrite sometimes when I would posting the events because I was like, what is someone? But I would literally rewrite your whole thing. So it makes sense to someone looking at
you're
it.
You're like, you're welcome.
Right.
You're welcome.
Especially if it was like a really dope event. I'm like, dang. You know, like,
right.
But it's like extra work for somebody and you'll lose people too because it
takes
the patience to kind of figure that out.
Yeah.
But working on it. And there's also a blog link. And, you know, I just know it's a little.
Wait, I thought he was going to go through some more pet peeves of the events. I was ready for that.
I just looked at the time. Oh, you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
So what did I say? I said janky flyer.
Yeah.
typos, and then also not even putting effort into putting, you know, a description together.
Yeah.
People don't read regardless, but the point is, it's nice for those that do read to be able to know what to look forward to. But when you have, yes, like a little one-liner, or you have this, all these extra exclamation points that are unnecessary, and I'm copying and pasting it into something, and it's like,
right,
now I'm literally sitting there editing,
right,
what you wrote, because you didn't put the effort into that. What else?
I think also too, like, having more than just the flyer. So I don't know if this is a you thing or if it's just a me thing, but like, I like to have a link to go to somewhere in order to get more information, whether that is a website, whether that is a Facebook or, yeah, a Facebook thing or Eventbrite.
Yeah.
I like to have that so I can also get more information.
Contact information, like, who are you?
Yeah.
Where can we find you if someone has questions?
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice. That is very true. But a lot of times you'd see it, whatever, you click on the link and it's the same exact, and you'd be like, bruh. Like, I could have, could you give me like 5 or 6, just one paragraph,
just
of like
one,
what to expect?
Would have been nice.
Yeah, so those were my pet peeves when it came to posting about events, like, or people would hit me up. Essentially, you know, just branding wise, it's not cute to be sharing events all the time.
Yeah.
But also,
well, because then you turn people off and they're like, oh, what now? Like,
right. But also, too, if you're going to ask someone to share something of yours, please let it be up to par, because
you're
basically asking. It's like, you know, if you ask, if you know, if I ask you to share something,
mm-hmm,
and I'm putting it on, and you know, you're essentially affiliating yourself with that.
Well, you're vouching for, exactly, that person, that event, that flyer.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, use a professional. You know, I always go to Fenalone, you know, So Phenomenal Design.
Hey.
You can find her on Facebook, sophenomenal.com. And I think Instagram, So Phenomenal. She does dope flyers.
Yeah.
And I think it's an investment that you should, you know, if you don't have those skills, like I don't have those skills,
mm-hmm,
it's an investment you should make.
Totally.
It's well worth it, you know.
Absolutely.
Start with the flyer. Also, a description would be nice. Thank you. You know,
and please and thank you.
Yeah, please and thank you. And if we want to get into further, if you're throwing an event, it's nice to, if you know people are going to ask certain questions, just put it in the thing. Like, put it in the description. People are going to ask.
Well, and I think that's the point, too, of, like, having something like an Eventbrite where you can say, like, frequently asked questions. Or, like, you know, here's a description, but then here's, like, the detailed description.
People don't peruse it. But I appreciate those of you who do those things. Because for someone like me, especially considering that I'm going to be sending this out every week.
Every week.
Sometimes I'm liable to leave. I have left stuff off that were like, oh, it sounds pretty good, but it was just too much work, like there's no information, and I'm like, what am I gonna send people to, like,
right,
you know what I mean? So that has happened. But if you feel free to email us events, feel free to invite us, feel free to pay us to attend if you have some promo. You know, we're also doing, we're gonna start doing some promo as well.
Absolutely.
At some point we're gonna get our packages together. But we will definitely do promo. We're definitely open to collab. And like I said, email us bostoncomethrough@gmail.com. Subscribe to the site. That
Absolutely.
Way you always
hit that subscribe button.
Right. You'll always be in the know about the podcast and the events, and that'll come out every week.
Yeah.
Likely on Sunday. We'll finagle that.
And you might get some bonus stuff there too.
As well.
Hey.
So, because I think, you know, we're going to have a little blog on here. It's going to be out and popping with these little entrepreneur tips.
Yeah.
You
know, I know Suze is team typing fast over there, too.
Amen,
so.
Amen.
You know.
So, but that was our announcement. We're very excited.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. So, definitely check that out. Make sure, like you said, subscribe. We doing it.
I know. It's real, y'all.
And I do want to say adios to Scat TV. Yay. They're going off air in about 30 seconds. So adios to Scat TV. Make sure you guys head over to the Boston Come Through Facebook page. And I think we're live on Instagram right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to check out what's crack-a-lackin'.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anywho. That was it, y'all. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's it?
No, we still got the
event. Oh, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, that's not. Oh, okay.
Cool. I mean,
I was like,
we'll still be doing this events portion.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're not. No. That's another thing. So we're not getting rid of the events portion of the show.
Right.
So don't you fear.
We're still going to do that.
I know some people were sweating.
I wonder if people also ask about, like, how I come up, like, which events get posted.
Yeah.
It's
all to our discretion.
That too, but there's really no, if there's something that's like really dope, mm-hmm, I'm gonna just have to post it. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? But sometimes there's like things that compete or it's the same day. But that's the whole point of having the events listing. Because mm-hmm. then, you know, we can do more than one event. Because for the sake of time, like, we can't do too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know. But, anywho, guys, if you guys are wanting to know what's going on this weekend, actually, this weekend is gonna be, yo, popping. Like,
Lady Violet, Lady Violet. Hey.
Saturday just, I don't know. I'm about to figure out what I'm going to do with my whole life on Saturday. But tomorrow, Thursday, May 18th, you know, is tomorrow the 18th?
No, it's the 17th.
I thought so. I was like, this is wrong. Okay.
I mean, somewhere tomorrow is the 18th, but not here. Not here on the East Coast, like, that's not America.
Right. Sorry, y'all. Thursday, May 17th. You know, shout out Jeannie Santiago.
Yes, Jeannie.
I had to put this on here because Jeannie is ride or die loyal. She tunes
in. She is loyalty.
She comments.
Yes.
I don't even think I've met her in person yet.
Oh, shoot. You might not have.
But she follows on all platforms.
Yo, Jeannie Santiago is really amazing. When I say I worked with her for the Evolution of Hip Hop event, ran into her. I think it was before I actually linked up with you at the Boston Music Awards. Mm-hmm. She is just amazing. Such, like, an awesome, genuine person. And, right. like, you know, she just be out here.
She's dope.
Yeah. She's got... I'm going to just say it real quick. She got good energy. She got good vibes.
She's crystal approved.
She is.
Some live music performances, I believe. What's her name? Dutch Rebel will be performing. And then they'll also be doing some live hair. I mean, it's a hair salon, so they'll be...
Yeah.
Hair will be done, but they'll also be doing some, like, live hairstyling and some other things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's actually Saturday and Sunday, but I just listed Saturday here.
So make sure to check that, because that sounds popping, actually.
Right. Yeah. Dutch Rebel, actually, the woman who owns Salon Hairpy, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Montreville. I've actually known her since high school.
Oh, look at we you. Didn't connected go, with the community.
We didn't go to the same high school, but she's been doing hair that long, so wow. She's seasoned in what she does. She is cousins with Dutch Rebel, so she's the one that does Dutch Rebel's hair. So you'll see her a lot of times featured on their Instagram page or, like, social media, or you'll see her traveling with her. But she does do her hair, so her locks are popping.
Right, her locks stay, like, just...
So if you're wondering why her locks are popping and where she goes, where Dutch Rebel goes, she goes to Salon Hairpy in Malden at the hands of Kathy.
Okay.
And you can check her on Saturday there for braids and bars. So, yeah.
Be there.
Or be square.
Yep.
Anywho, what you got going on for the rest of the week?
So, tomorrow I'll be filming with Lindsay Briggs, who...
Shout out to Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay, for the Working Mothers documentary. And then I'll be working here at the studios. Come say hey. Come on down to Somerville Media Center. Come say hey. I'll be working 2 to 10.
You shouldn't be telling folks that.
Come on down. Whatever. It's on my LinkedIn. Stop
the show.
We got security cameras. Don't stop me. Yeah, there's that. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I will be partaking in the 48-hour film project. If you guys haven't heard of it, essentially you have 48 hours to create a 7-minute film. Mm-hmm. You get a prop, a genre, a line of dialogue, and a character that you must use in your 7-minute film. Doesn't matter what you do, you just have to use those 48 hours and get it back to them by 7 p.m. Sunday night. So I will be doing that. I will not be sleeping this weekend. I will be the producer. Yeah, I will be the producer for that. So yeah, that's what I'll be doing. So
mm-hmm.
I'm also working on getting my text messages down. But I know this weekend they're going to climb back up. So sorry if I don't answer y'all. And then it'll probably be Wednesday by the time I wake up. That's all.
Okay.
What you doing this weekend?
I wish I had better prepared, but essentially this weekend, I don't think I have anything planned, but I'm sure something's going to come up.
Always.
Yeah. Always. I'll probably be doing some photography. My friend's daughter's, Bianca's daughter Autumn turned 9, I think, on Monday.
Oh my god, I love that little girl so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, she is the cutest. And she's having, you know, Bianca, shout out to her being a dope mom,
mm-hmm.
Is having a paint party for 9-year-olds. And I'm like, I wish my mama did that.
Right.
But it's cool, you know, whatever. So I'll be photographing that on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get my whole life together. I have an event recap. I have an event I'll be at, and I'll be recapping on Monday.
Okay.
It's through, her name is Valby. It's called, it's net, I think it's just called networking.
Well, that but sounds familiar.
But it's going to, I think the place is called Area or Area Gallery, but it's somewhere in the South End. On Harrison Ave, one of those open studios or whatever.
That sounds so
I wish I would have got my information together, but I'll put it in the show description.
We also talk about it next week too.
Yeah, but I was like, you want to get some shine if you want to come out. I met somebody today and I was like, I'm sorry, I look like a hot mess. And they were like, no, I just love what you're doing. But yeah, I'll be out. I'm just trying to be out here in these streets, you know what
streets.
I mean? Just doing my event recap and just trying to stay black and not die, y'all.
Yeah,
that's about it. But essentially, I am Genevieve Angelique. You can find me, girl. You can find me on Instagram.
Time. She is finally come together.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Genevieve_Angelique. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can find me on Facebook if you're looking for. Don't even look for my blog page. I'm not even going to mention it. But I am Genevieve Angelique on Facebook as well. And on Twitter, I think if you type in Genevieve Angelique, you'll find me with the handles. Actually, yep. Jen Angelique. So
you'll find her.
Genevieve Angelique on all forms of media. Mm-hmm. Try that. And the new website is GenevieveAngelique.com, where you can find all my event recaps, my photography, as well as my lifestyle posts. So there you have it.
Yay! She did it! And as always, I am Crystal, aka The Crystal Lens. You can find me at The Crystal Lens on all forms of social things. My website is thecrystallens.com. I am also, between the both of us, we got things you can hire us for. Mm-hmm. I'm a videographer, media producer, director, photographer. I do mm-hmm. all the things that you need me to do. Mm-hmm. I speak. I haven't done speaking engagements in a mm-hmm. minute, but I love doing just like, what's the word? I'm so tired. Just like public speaking events. That's mm-hmm. what I was looking for. Public speaking events. I also facilitate workshops. There mm-hmm. is the Dear Little Project, which is still a work in progress in terms of traveling around. So if you're looking to bring that to your, you know, your neighborhood cafe, mm-hmm. you know, school, I don't know, pizza shop, trap house.
Good day.
I will come and deliver that workshop for sure, and just talking about media and how it affects the ways we view ourselves. But more importantly than Genevieve and myself, Boston Come Through.
Right.
Make sure to follow Boston Come Through.
BCT.
On all forms of social things. Boston Come Through on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And then also, we are syndicated in all your favorite things. If you guys are listening back, you already know. But if you're watching us live, we are on iTunes. We are on Radio Public. We are on Google Play. We are on Mixcloud.
Stitcher?
We are on Stitcher.
Okay.
We are on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can listen to us live every week at 9 p.m. on BostonFreeRadio.com.
Ooh, Anna has screenshotted a new place that we might be at.
We gonna get y'all an update.
Right, we sure will.
We get y'all an update.
Right.
But until next time, and until then, until next week, we love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Can you will?